My name's Graham Walker, and it's my pleasure to say that American blues guitarist, singer-songwriter Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to be playing in Sheffield at The Plug on Saturday, 25th of October. He's released several studio albums and had lots of commercial success, and his new album is Going Home. And to tell us all about it, I've got Kenny on the phone. So, Kenny, great to have you on the phone with us today. Tell us something about the show that fans are going to get here in Sheffield.
Well, if you're a fan of blues music, or if you're a fan of guitar playing, or if you just like, you know, good music in general, then I think that this is the show for you, you know. And basically, we're going to do a concert that features some songs off of some of our previous albums, because we have a pretty extensive catalog of music now after having been in the business for over 20 years. But we're also going to focus a lot of our attention on the new record, Going Home, which is a traditional blues album where we go back and record songs by some of my biggest heroes and biggest musical influences. So you'll hear some songs that you've probably heard on previous albums, and then you're going to hear a lot of new songs from the new record as well.
Now, you've been playing that guitar quite a long time. I was looking up your CV, and I think you picked a guitar up when you were about three. Do you feel as though you've been playing forever?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like it's been something that's been a part of my life for just about as long as I can remember. I've always had a guitar in my hand.
Can you learn an old dog new tricks?
There's always more to learn. I feel like any person in life in general, and music as well, you should always be open to the idea that there's always more to learn. That way you keep progressing, you know, and otherwise it just becomes stagnant, and where's the excitement in that?
Now, you mentioned, obviously, that, you know, you're paying homage to a lot of the greats, but you've actually played with a lot of the greats, haven't you, as well? Can you just name-check some of them and tell us a couple of experiences?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily one to name-drop, but over the years, I've certainly gotten to play with, you know, just about every one of my heroes, and a lot of people in a lot of different genres. I mean, everybody from, like, B.B. King to Bob Dylan to the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton, Van Halen, Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, you know, just an interesting mix of different genres and different kinds of musicians, but all extremely legendary players. And, you know, it's definitely not something where I could, like, pick a favorite experience, because just like people are all unique, the experiences playing with these people were all unique. But I certainly feel honored to have been able to play with so many different incredible musicians. And there's many incredible musicians that are also featured on the new record as guest artists. And, you know, people like Warren Haynes and Ringo Starr and Joe Walsh from the Eagles and Robert Randolph and, you know, there's several others. So we had a lot of great musicians that joined us on the new album as well.
I mean, you're a huge name in your own right, and in the States there particularly. I think you've had lots of singles in the top 10 over there and the Billboard blues charts. But do you still have to pinch yourself when you talk about people like Ringo Starr?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be able to call him a friend for over 12 years now. So he's an incredible man and obviously an incredible player. He asked me to play on his last album, the 2012 album, and I played two songs on it. So that was a really amazing experience for sure. But it's just, like I say, you know, one of the best things that's come out of playing with these kinds of people are the personal relationships that have developed. And just to be able to call him a friend, a true friend, is truly an honor.
Another huge honor that you had, I think it was in 2008, I think Fender Musical Instruments, they actually released the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Signature Series Stratocaster. How did that feel?
Oh, for a guitar player, that's like the holy grail, you know, ever since back in the 90s when Fender first started doing the Signature Series instruments, you know, that was something that was for the elite musicians, you know, and people like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Buddy Guy, you know, people like that have Signature Series guitars. So naturally, I was extremely excited and honored when they asked me if I wanted to help create a Kenny Wayne Shepherd edition Stratocaster. And it was a great experience and process. We came up with three different models. They basically have the same specifications, but different appearances. You know, and I play them all the time on stage. I mean, you'll see at least you know, two of them or maybe three of them throughout the concert when we come to your town.
Do you know what? I mean, any aspiring musicians, young kids who are listening to this and thinking, you know, well, that'll never happen to me. What advice would you give to motivate people to say that, yes, they can follow in your footsteps?
Well, I would say that, you know, I never sat around and thought of myself doing this at this level. When I was a kid and I was learning how to play guitar, I was just enjoying learning how to play. And I tried not to get too far into the future in my mind. You know, I think we should deal with, you know, things one day at a time for sure. But anything is possible. I mean, I didn't move to Los Angeles or to Nashville, Tennessee, or to any place to pursue a career in music. You know, I stayed in my home in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I feel like I was meant to play music, and so that's what ended up happening. So if you really feel like this is what you're supposed to do, you know, just stay true to yourself and true to your music, and things will generally take care of themselves. You know, if you're meant to do this, it will happen.
And just as a final point, you've done some amazing things, and you've been in some amazing situations and on stage in front of thousands of people. I think all that would terrify me. What would terrify me even more so is thinking that I was going to meet, for the first time, my father-in-law, Mel Gibson. How's that, having Mel Gibson as your father-in-law?
It's actually, yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, you know, he's a fantastic father-in-law to me, and he's obviously, he's an incredible grandfather to my children. And, I mean, actually, you know, all of my in-laws. You know, I have six brother-in-laws, and my mother-in-law is fantastic, and my father-in-law as well. So, you know, I'm very happy to be part of the family.
Must have been a little bit awesome, though, first time you got introduced to him. Did you worry what his reaction might be when he went round?
Well, I wasn't sure, you know, what they might think of me, given that I was a musician, and musicians generally have bad reputations when it comes to dating girls, you know. but I figured that, you know, they, once they got to know me, everything would be fine. And they were very accepting of me, for sure.
Well, I'm sure behind every great success story, there's a great family, isn't there? And it sounds like you're getting lots of support as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, Kenny, listen, it's been lovely to have you on the phone with us today. I'm just going to remind everybody again, you're going to be playing at the Plug in Sheffield on Saturday, the 25th of October. Can't wait to see you and to listen to this great blues music that you produce. Kenny, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.